It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
A snob is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his
Bugatto.
I don't want your number, no.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff. Dancing.
What are you? Are you a scrub?
Are you not? Do you not know this song?
Me.
Yeah. I'm not a scrub.
I got a wife, so I wouldn't be giving her a my number.
Well, yeah. But not every guy's a scrub. Like, you have to do something to earn the title of a scrub.
90s classics. What do we call that? 90s.
This is 90s smash hits.
90s smash.
Smash it.
Heck yeah.
From the 90s.
That's good stuff.
We got to come up with something like more interesting than that. I'll get on it. I'll eventually get it.
You get right on it. So we were talking about the game tonight. The game is still going on. It's in the third quarter. Broncos just failed to convert on a fourth and one.
Do you notice I can't watch second halves of preseason games.
I love every moment of every preseason game because it gives you an opportunity to see players that may end up making huge impact in the future, and who end up by that time, they're also playing, especially by the fourth game. Most of those players are not going to be on your team, but they're playing for other teams. So you're looking like a coach would look at what potential is out there that you could bring into your practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I know it's just,
but you don't like watching practice, and essentially this is a practice, and I love watching practice. I think you get a lot of knowledge and can gain a lot of information out of practice.
I know. I think that there's value to watching practice. I just don't think it's always fun.
It's not for me. It's like soccer. Like, I don't like soccer because I don't know what I'm looking at except a bunch of guys running around falling down. But if you know what you're looking at and you know what you're looking for, and you can watch different positions, so I can watch receivers.
Well, look, I go out and watch Rapids practice from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do a soccer show on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
with Marcelo Balboa.
Right.
I have to say that because it's the pitch with Marcelo Balboa.
Right.
Because he's been to 3 World Cups and I've been to 0. But one of the things, I go out there and I know what I'm looking at and mm-hmm. I watch practice, but that doesn't mean it's fun. I mean, I think it can be interesting and it can be, I mean, it's definitely useful to see sort of what people are working on.
Mm-hmm.
But... This is more sports towny than anything, is that the hyperventilation that goes over Broncos practice is just.
Well, I think if there were fewer questions about this team going in, it wouldn't be so hyperventilating. But you've got a brand new coaching staff. You're still trying to figure out who your starter is. You're trying to look and see if your offensive line is actually getting better. How does the new guy in the middle of your defense look? And he looked pretty solid in the first quarter. I mean, they had a hard time running on Denver in the first quarter.
That first quarter, that's the defense that I projected that we would see. I mean,
yeah.
a pick six and then another a strip sack,
mm-hmm.
fumble.
Yeah.
They
had a hard time running.
They had earned running. I am disappointed that they didn't get in the end zone, but I thought that the offense moved the ball. I mean, actually, the Bears well, moved. The Bears did a lot of moving our balls a little bit.
Like, that drive started at the 16 and ended at the 20 of the Bears. And so
I will tell you that first offensive play the Broncos had where Simeon got sacked.
Of course, it's not his fault.
No, no, no.
It's everyone else's fault.
No, no, no. I was like, oh, dear God. That was my first words out myself. I was like, oh, dear God. I'm not blaming. Listen, I blame. As Peyton Manning once said, I'll have to go look at the tape.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really comment on that, until I go back and look at the tape and see what happens. But I'm just gonna call that was just a failure on every level. The first play.
You got to get rid of that ball. It's not like he had.
Well, it was a they were doing a
2 seconds.
It was a delay. It was a delayed fake. I mean, it was a delayed fake. Like they were, he was fake. They were looking for a big ball.
And I don't know what they were looking for. I don't know what they were looking for. They were trying to draw those defensive backs up to the line of scrimmage with a fake run. He had time to plant his foot, and he had about 2 seconds before the guy hit him.
I'm not sure he had 2 seconds, because Menelik Watson didn't touch him. He might have touched
grazed him.
Grazed him.
I mean, yeah, the guy got there fast.
Grazing is for cows, not for offensive linemen.
And that is a disappointment. I mean, the pass protection for the Broncos was disappointing. I expected more. But I kind of get the sense that this offensive line was built to just grind people on the run game. And they did a pretty decent job. I mean, they were picking up chunks of yard, 4, 5, 6 yards.
They're definitely
at the time.
Big.
Yeah. And they have an attitude. They seem meaner. They seem more confident. I haven't seen a whole lot out of our running backs. I mean, Steven Ridley did okay.
Uh-huh.
C.J. Anderson did exactly what I thought he'd do. He'd run hard for a few yards and fall down. And I just keep expecting him to get hurt every time he touches the ball.
Simeon?
No.
Oh, C.J. Anderson?
C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't protect himself. You know, and I think that that's a value that running backs have. Do you remember when they talked about, you know, they would always talk about Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
And they would say, you know, he never really gets hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same thing for, a lot of really good running backs.
Well, they know how
Emmitt
to protect
Smith,
themselves.
They know how to, you know, get down. They know how to, you know, take a glancing hit, not getting, you know, full face mask to face mask throttled.
Yeah. And they... C.J. Anderson gets hit hard a lot, and then he breaks something. But, yeah, disappointing has been my thought of this entire exercise tonight so far. The defense, of course, once they started switching people out, Chicago has been able to run on them really pretty consistently since the middle of the second quarter. And I will say again, Mitch Trubisky for Chicago has looked great. I mean, he really has looked good. Here's the other thing with the defense. And I don't know, I haven't had a chance to really see all the guys who are out there, but they're all second and third stringers at least. Not a lot of wrapping up. I mean, just bad tackling.
Well, that's been an issue of mine forever. I mean,
Listen, 2 years ago, the Broncos tackled really well. And last year, the Broncos tackled pretty well in the secondary.
Do you know how you stop concussions in sports, in football?
I don't think you can.
Do you know how you minimize?
How?
So in rugby, where they tackle but they don't play, they don't wear helmets.
Mm-hmm.
The rule is you must wrap up, or else it's a penalty.
Right, as opposed to just putting a shoulder into somebody.
Yeah, so we're not. I'm not. I don't want you to. If I'm coming at you and I'm just going to lay you out, you know, with a shoulder, that's illegal. Wrap. You have to have the arms around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still hit someone hard.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You got to be wrapping the tackle, and I don't know why. I'm very frustrated about that because I don't know why they don't do that. They don't really emphasize it.
They do. I think that, I mean, in practice, they I can guarantee you every time there's a tackle drill, it's wrap up, wrap up, wrap up. Put your helmet on the ball and wrap up. I mean, that's...
Well, then that is a little bit more frustrating because you know what I don't see on the field? Them wrapping up.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they just aren't allowed to be physical in practice as much anymore. But and that's a fine line. You don't want to beat your team up, but you also need to get them ready to tackle. And it's hard to get ready to tackle unless you actually tackle. Next week against San Francisco, who were practicing against them.
Yep.
They're going to get a lot more physical practicing in. And hopefully you see... tackling improvements between this week and next week.
Tackling!
It's called tackle football
Sports.
For a reason.
Tackle.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.